All right, so we're on Daf Nun Tet today, right? Nun Tet. So let me begin on. I'll go back from yesterday's Daf to Nun Chet Amud Beis, 58b, two lines from the bottom. Okay, so it says Tana Rabbanan. Everybody with me? So Tana Rabbanan, Tamid Korban Pesach. So it's talking about Tamid Shalbein Arba'im, the daily Korban Tamid, the afternoon Korban Tamid is offered before the Korban Pesach. Pesach Korban L'Ketoret. The Korban Pesach is offered before the Ketoret. Ketoret is the incense. Ketoret is offered every morning and every evening. So the Korban Pesach is before Ketoret. Ketoret Kodem L'Neirot. And the Ketoret is offered before the menorah is lit in the base of Mikdash. And the way I recall is Machlok Rishonim, how many times it was lit. The simple Pshat is lit once. And then I think that the one of the Rishonim is Rashi, the Rambam holds, is lit twice, once in the evening, once in the morning. All right, now. So this brisa we don't hold lahala, or the Rambam doesn't paskin like this brisa, but the idea is first the Korban Tamid, then the Korban Pesach, then the Ketoret, then the Menorah. So now the brisa explains the top line on Nun Tet Amud Aleph, Yuchar Davar Shnimor Ba'erev Uvein Arba'im. Now by the Korban Pesach it says Ba'erev Uvein Arba'im, and Rashi quotes the Psukim. It says it says Tzbachet Pesach Ba'arev. That's in Parshat Re'eh. Then on the third line in Rashi, V'shachatu Ato Kol Kalada Yisrael Ben Arba'im. So Rashi quotes the beginning of the pasuk. You need the end of the pasuk. So it says Ba'erev Ben Arba'im, like the afternoon, the afternoons. L'davar Shlonimor Ba'erev Elo Ben Arba'im. So somebody just says Ben Harba'im. So that's like that's talking about the Ketoret and the Menorah. He says Bovad. So the Gemara says I didn't say right. Wait, I'm sorry, I got confused for a second. 1 minute. Yeah, I'm sorry. The Tamid. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Let me go back. So again, so by the Korban Pesach, it says Ba'erev Ben Arba'im, the Davar Shlomor Ba'erev Ben Arba'im. But the Korban Tamid, it says you'll bring a Korban Tamid Ben Harba'im. So in other words, the one that's later, in other words, it says Ba'erev Ben Arba'im, we assume it's like emphasizing it, it's like later in the afternoon. So that's going to be the later one, is the Korban Pesach, whereas by the Korban Tamid, it just says Bein Arba'im. So Pesach will be after the Korban Tamid, shall Bein Arba'im. It says El Bein Arba'im Bavad. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Ketoret V'Neirot Nami Nekanu L'Pesach. By that same logic, Ketoret and Neirot should also precede the Pesach. In other words, the Pesach, it says Ba'erev. Pesach, it says Bein Arba'im. That's like very late in the afternoon, last thing in the afternoon. So that's thing. So the Pesach should be the last one of the items. And we'll come to see in the next Brisa, we'll learn that that is what the next Brisa holds. He says, so Yuchar Devar Shnemor Ba'erev Vein Arba'im. Why don't we say that the Korban Pesach, where it says Ba'erev Vein Arba'im, that should be after, delayed after, the Devar Shnemor Ba'erev Arba'im Ovad. And something that says Bein Arba'im. So by the menorah and the Ketoret, it just says Bein Arba'im. So the same svar we use by the Korban Tamid, we can use by the menorah and the Ketoret, and to argue that Korban Pesach should be the last of those four items. So the Gemara says, Shani Hatam Dmir Rachmana Oto. That the reason that the Ketoret and the Halakat Neirot do not precede the Korban Tamid, they come after the Korban Tamid, is because there's a miut in the Torah. It says Oto, which we're going to learn right now, to teach me that that should be the last one. We'll see in a minute. He says, the Tani, we learn in the Braisa, May Erevat Boker, in other words, the Braisa is talking about lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It says you'll light it May Erevat Boker. In other words, it'll be lit from May Erevat Boker, from the afternoon or the evening till the next morning. He says, so the first drasha is Tain Lamidato, she's a leket May Erevat Boker. Put enough oil in the menorah that it will last that period of time. And Rashi brings down that they would put a chatzi log, half a log of oil in each one of the cups, and that would last even in the long winter nights of Tevet. He says, Davar Acher, here's the part that we need. Davar Acher, the other pshat the Braisa has, Ein lecha avoda shekshir me'erevat boker elo zubavad. This is the only avoda, in other words, the only daytime avoda that lasts me'erevat boker. In other words, it's a daytime avoda that you can light it late in the afternoon. You can light it any, if you didn't do it then, you could do it any time during the night, but the way this Rabbi Sarfati in the Beis Medrash, she was sort of saying like it preempts all of the mitzvahs during that period of time. In other words, this is the only mitzvah during any daytime mitzvah during this period, from Erev ad Boker. So it means once you light the menorah, you can't do any of the daytime mitzvah. So he says, my taima, Amar Kra, we're on the 10th line down on Nun Ted Amid Aleph. My taima, Amar Kra, Yarocho Ta'aron Avnav, May Erev ad Boker, that Aaron and his son should arrange it. It means the candles of the menorah, May Erev ad Boker, Oto May Erev ad Boker. This mitzvah is May Erev ad Boker. This mitzvah is the one that will last from the afternoon till the next morning. He says, of Ein Devar Acher Me'er Avad Boker, no other mitzvah will take place during that period of time. Okay, V'it Kash Ketoret L'Neirot. And there's
a question?
Just 1 second. There's a Hekesh between the Ketoret and the Neirot. In other words, the two are equivalent. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and we'll take some questions, okay? So, again, we learned in the Braisa that the Seder in the Beis HaMikdash, according to this Tana, we're going to learn a different order in a minute, is that you do the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then there was the daily sacrifice, the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then you have the Korban Pesach, then you'll have the Ketoret, and then you'll have the Menorah. That'll be the way the Seder in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, why do I have that order? What's going on with it? So the Gemara says, the Tamid, it just says Bein Arbayim. The Korban Pesach, it says Ba'erev, and it says Bein Arbayim. So Ba'erev, Bein Arbayim, that means it's more delayed. It's later in the afternoon than the Korban Tamid. So that's the first Limud. So the Gemara says, if that's the Limud, so then I would expect the Korban Pesach to be after the Ketoret and after lighting the menorah, because by both of them, there's a pasuk, which we're going to have shortly, I think. It says, Uvahalot Arona Hanirot Bein Harbayim Yachtirena. So it says, when Aaron lights the menorah, so you offer the Ketoret at the same time, and that's Bein Harbayim. So it's Bein Harbayim, so the Pesach should be after that. So the Gemara says, you're right, logically the Pesach should be after it, but there's a miut, the pasuk says, Oto. Oto teaches me that this has to be the last one. And the limud was that the menorah is the only mitzvah, only daytime mitzvah that'll take place, may Erev ad Boker, during that period of time. That's the only daytime mitzvah that could take place during that period of time. No other mitzvahs. So that has to be the last one of the day. And then there's a hekesh between the Ketoret and the menorah. So, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz today. So as between the Ketoret and the menorah, so how do we figure which one of those goes first? So there the logic was that since by the menorah is the pasuk itself says, Bein Harabayim, and the Ketoret is just like linked to it. In other words, with the hekesh, so at least this was one shot. So the Ketoret is going to be before the Neirot. In other words, the one that's really the Bein Harabayim, like the afternoon one, is the menorah, and then the Ketoret will be first. Okay, who had questions before?
What's the hekesh between the Ketoret and the menorah?
The pasuk we just quoted, it says, Uvaha'alot Aaron et Haneirot Bein Harabayim Yachtirena. When Aaron lights the menorah, he should offer the Ketoret at the same time. It's talking about, got it? So the Hekesh. Okay, any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, let's go further. Okay, now, so again, we learned the Braisa set up the Seder, the Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash, I'm just repeating, is first the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, then the Korban Pesach, obviously we're talking about the 14th of Nisan, then the Ketoret, and then the menorah. That's the way we're going to do it. So the Gemara says, V'tanya ki kushan. But we learn a brisa that adopts our question. And the previous brisa that we rejected, this brisa adopts it and saying that the Korban Pesach should be last. He says, this brisa says, Tamid kodem le Ketoret. The Korban Tamid is before the Ketoret. Ketoret kodem le Neirot. Ketoret is before the Neirot. V'Neirot kodem le Pesach. And the Neirot are before the Korban Pesach. In other words, the Korban Pesach is the last item. Why? You hard of Arshtemor Ba'erev Uvein Arbayim, that the item, i.e., the Korban Pesach, it says Ba'erev Uvein Arbayim, and we quoted the two psukim, those are the ones that mentioned in the third wide line in Rashi. To something that only says Bein Arbayim. So the Korban Tamid says Bein Arbayim, the lighting of the menorah says Bein Arbayim, and the Torah, which mentioned the same Pesuk, we assume the Bein Arbayim goes on both of them. So this brisa is adopting that which we rejected in the previous brisa, and it's saying that indeed that the Korban Pesach would be the last item. So the Gemara says, V'hakiv oto, but we had a whole drasha oto. He says, Ya'aroch oto aharon me'erev ad boker, that Aaron should arrange the candles in the menorah me'erev ad boker, that preempted all of the mitzvahs during that period of time. And then once you lit the menorah, you couldn't do any of the daytime mitzvah. So what happened to that? So, hi oto mi'bay le'lemute avoda shebifnim. You're right, oto is a mi'ut, but oto is just coming to preclude another avodas pnim. In other words, the menorah is lit in the kodesh, in other words, in the covered portion of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's only eliminating another item that's similarly situated, which in this case is going to be the ketoret, meaning that as between the menorah and the ketoret, the menorah is going to be the one that's going to wind everything up, the last one. He says, umaynihu ketoret. In other words, so oto is coming to say, this is the last one vis-a-vis other avodas panim. But in terms of avodas chutz, which is the Korban Pesach, not involved. Sakat echamina, hol ktiv v'alod aron ha'erot bein harbayim yachtirena. Since the pasuk says, when Aaron lights the Nerot, Bein Arabayim, Yachtirena, law for the Ketoret, Ema Nalik Nerot Bereisha, Vahadar Naktir Ketoret. So I would think, like just reading and translating the pasuk, that it sounds like you light the menorah first, then you bring the Ketoret, right? Because the pasuk says, presumably you can't do two things at exactly simultaneously at the same time. So it says, Uvahalot Aharon and Nerot, Bein Arabayim, Yachtirena. When Aaron lights the candles, he'll offer the ketoret. So it sounds like lighting the menorah comes first before the ketoret. So miyat rachmana oto. So that's why I need the oto to teach me that no, that the menorah comes last. Ella bein harbayim yachtirena lamali. So if that's the case, so what do I need this pasuk bein harbayim yachtirena? What is it teaching me? In other words, it's not teaching me. In other words, it sounded like menorah was first. So what is that pasuk teaching me? Hachi kamar rachmana. This is what the Rachmana means, the merciful one, the Kaddish Baruch was teaching. Bidan to Madlakat Neirot, Tehei Miktara Ketoret. At the time you light the candles, the Ketoret should already be burning. In other words, so when it says, V'alod Aron Eirot Ben Abayim Yachtirena, doesn't mean you light the menorah, then you do the Ketoret. It means that the Ketoret should already be smoking up the whole place when you light the menorah. All right, so this Braisa rejects what we did before. This Braisa is saying, indeed, the Korban Pesach is the last of the items, you know, besides the Tamid, but and it's also after the Ketoret, after the Hadlakat Neirot, then the Korban Pesach. That's what this Braisa is saying. And this is the way the Rambam Paskins in his Mishnah Torah. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, so we're around midway down the column on Nun Ted Amud Aleph. Okay, we're Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa. Ein lecha devar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar. Now we're switching to the other portion of the day, the morning. Nothing precedes the tamid shel shachar. In other words, the korban tamid is the first korban in the morning. El ketoret b'vad. The ketoret precedes it. The ketoret is burnt up. Shenemar baba boker b'boker. It says by the Ketoret, it says, you know, baboker, baboker. It says, so what is the whole pasuk? It says, wait a minute, we say it in the morning in the Korbanot. He says, let me get the pasuk. Yeah, what's the first word in that pasuk again?
Vahaktir.
Bahaktiro and Hani wrote, what is it? Bahaktir again.
Vehiktir alav aharon.
Oh, okay. Vehiktir alav aharon, ktor samim. Right. Vehiktir alav aharon, ktor samim, baboker, baboker, beitibod on ekrena. Okay, thank you. So, so which Gemara do you have that has the pasuk?
Art scroll.
Really? Which footnote?
No, number Gimel on the side.
Oh, I don't think I have it in my Gemara. Okay, you have a more updated one. Okay, let's take a look. So let me back in the Gemara. So he says, So Tan Rabbana, in the Chadavar Shekodim L'Tamid Shal Shachar L'Ketoret B'Vad. The Ketoret is going to precede the Korban Tamid. Shnemar Baboker Baboker. Because by the Ketoret it says Baboker Baboker means like early morning. V'yukta, no, it was just like you know, Ba'er of Bein Arbayim means late afternoon, but Boker Boker is like early morning. He says, V'yuktam ketoret davar shnemor Boker Boker, d'ti v'ktir la b'haron ketoret sima Boker Boker, l'davar shlo nemor bo el Boker echad. So by the Korban Tamid, it says, you know, what a kebzachat ha'aseh b'boker. So the ketoret is going to be before the Korban Tamid. V'ein l'cha davar shemitakei v'char tamid shel Bein Arbayim, elo ketoret v'neirot, Upesach, Umuchusar Kippurim, Berav Pesach. So he's saying there's nothing that comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim except Elo Ketoret. The Ketoret will come afterwards. The Neirot, the Lakat Neirot, Upesach, Korban Pesach will come after it. Umuchusar Kippurim, Berav Pesach. Now, if you remember, Muchusar Kippurim is a term of art. So Muchusar Kippurim. Who remembers what Muchusar Kippurim?
I think it means that you get, you're waiting for Haref Shemesh after you would Tovel in the mikvah.
To bring your korban, you're waiting to bring your korban.
It's four people. Who's the Muchusar Kippurim?
Zava.
Sora, Nazir.
No. Okay, so you're sort of there, but it's Yoledet, Zav, Zava, and Mitzora. Okay, so the, one of those four people, Yoledet, the Zav, the Zava, and the Mitzora, they went through the Tara process. They did everything they needed to do, but they haven't brought their korban yet. So if they haven't brought the korban, they're called Mechusar Kippurim, lacking atonement. But the key thing is, besides lacking atonement, they can't eat kachim till they bring that korban. So let's say now it's Pesach. So I want to, you know, participate in the korban Pesach. So, but I'm in trouble because I for some reason delayed bringing that korban. So I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. Let's see in a minute. Umechusar Kippurim be'erva Pesach. So Umechusar Kippurim be'erva Pesach shetovel sheinid ve'ochel pischo be'erv. So he doesn't mention explicitly, but the key is that that person will allow to bring the korban after the korban talmid shel bein arbayim. Even though we learned in yesterday's daf, the korban talmid shel bein arbayim is last korban of the day, and when there was an exception for the korban pesach. But if a person was mechusar kippurim on erev pesach and he did not bring his korban, we're going to let him bring the korban after the talmid shel bein arbayim, and then he has to be tovel again, even though he was tovel on the seventh day. He has to be tovel again after he brings the korban. Then va'ochel pischol da'erev. Then he gets to eat the korban pesach that evening. So that's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer. We're around 20 lines from the bottom, Michael. Rabbi Shmuel on Nuntet. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer. Af mechusar kippurim b'shar yimot hashana. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha says that mechusar kippurim b'shar yimot hashana, not just on erev Pesach, going into Pesach, but even any day during the year, if he's Mechusar Kippurim, and during the day he brought Korban out, he brought a Korban Shlamim, whatever he brought during the day, and now he can't eat the Korban because he's Mechusar Kippurim, Shetovil Ba'ochel B'kachim La'erev. We'll give him an override, and we'll let that person bring the Korban out that he needs to bring. All right? All right. So now the Gemara analyzes the Braisa. B'shleim in the Tana Kama, Yevo esei de Pesach sheish bo karet, v'yidcha esei de Hashlama she'ein bo karet. So according to the Tana Kama, who says that this override from Mechusar Kippurim, in other words, the Torah says, Allah Hashlem kolor korban kulam, that the korban tamid shel bein arbayim has to be the last korban of the day. So we're going to give that an override because he has the korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is an esei sheish bo karet. So if he doesn't participate in the korban Pesach, and to participate in the korban Pesach, he has to be in a position where he could theoretically eat the Korban Pesach. So if he's Mechusar Kippurim, he's not in that position. So he's going to have to bevatel an essay, Sheish Bo Karet. So here I have an essay, Aleh Ashlein Kolor Korban Kulam, that this is the last Korban of the day. But then I have another essay that says, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're going to be Chayv Karet. So we're going to give greater weight, according to the Tana Kama, to the second essay. That's the more significant essay. So he says, so again, Bishlam Latana Kama, Yvo Essay de Pesach, Shishbo Karet, Vircha Essay de Ashlama, Shainbo Karet, that's fine. Elu Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, my Ume de Hayesse, my Hayesse. But according to the second opinion, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, here I have an essay of Ale Ashlam Kolor Korban Kulam, the Korban Tanaman has to be the last one during the day. I have an essay to, you know, eat my Korban. That's an essay that everybody should be able to eat the Korban that I bring. So, the one second, there's a Rashi on this. Where's the Rashi? Yeah. Right. So there's right. Hi essay the kachim. There's a mitzvah to eat the kachim. So why does one essay have greater weight than another essay? Why does that essay of eating the kachim hold greater weight than the essay that this is the last korban of the day? So Amar Avin Amar Rav Chista, Hacha b'chatara of askinan she'ein l'mizbeach el adama. So Ravina says the name of Rav Chista that the pshat and the brisa, according to the second opinion, which is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rochem Brocha, is that the only thing the person needs to bring to eat the kachim, we think, is the chatat, the sin offering. That's the one. He has to bring several korbanot, but the chatat is the main thing. So the chatat, we're talking about, let's say he's a poor metzora. So if he's a poor metzora, he'll bring a bird chatat. He won't bring an animal, bring bird. So bird chatat, nothing's offered on the mizbeach. In other words, the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, but no meat or flesh goes on the mizbeach. So that being the case, I could bring the chatat without violating the essay of Alei Hashleim Kor Korbanot Kulam. And that's the case that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rochem Brocha is speaking about. So he'll bring a bird chatat, and he won't run afoul of the essay. That's the case that the Gemara thinks. So that's the first Hesber. That's Ravina in the name of Rav Chista. Okay. So Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Tein B'chatat Behema. Rav Papa says, no, I don't have to say we have a poor Mitzora or anything like that. I'll say in Hakanami was a person who had to bring an animal. He says, but Ma'ala Umalina Bro Shosham is Beach. The imperative from the Torah is not to offer the animal on the Mizbeach. In other words, that the flesh shouldn't be burnt on the Mizbeach. So in this case, what they'll do, they'll just bring the parts of the animal. Again, it's a chatat. So certain parts have the chelev, the klayot, the fats, the kidneys. Certain parts will go on top of the mizbeach, but we'll leave it on top of the mizbeach the whole night. You'll wait till the korban tamid shel boker, and then after that, you'll throw it on the fire. So also you won't run afoul, according to the second shot of the essay of Alei Hashleim Kor Korbanot Kulam. So the Gemara says, that's nice. Okay, so we have a working pshat now. I'll refer to it as Rav Chista and Rav Papa. Rav Chista is you're doing bird. Rav Papa, you're doing animal. You're leaving the animal on top. Va'ika asham. But the chatat is not enough to let you eat the korbanot. The asham is also crucial to your tahara, right? Like when you're a mitzora, that the kohen brings the blood of the asham and puts it on your bowen, on your thumb, on your tip of your ear, on the big toe. So that clearly is part of the kapara. So what about the korban asham? What about that? So b'shleim l'Rav Papa, ha'inu d'malin la. So Rav Papa will say the same thing as before. I'll leave the chatat, the parts of the chatat up there, and I'll leave the parts of the asham up there, and the parts I'll offer the next morning after the korban tamid, and it won't be suffered, you know, to the dinim of, you know, won't become psulina because on top of the mizbeach, so it'll be fine. I'll leave it there. El Rav Chista my ikel neimar. But what is Rav Chista going to do? Rav Chista said, we have the bird, but that's only the bird for the chatat. For the asham, I have to have an animal. Even if I'm a poor mitzora, I have to have an animal. So what are we going to do according to Rav Chista? So Amri Shikari Vashamo. So they send the base medrash, Rav Chista Mistama will say that the asham was already brought. In other words, learning pshat in the Braisa will say that according to Rav Chista, the korban asham was brought, just the chatat wasn't brought. And the chatat, he's going to bring a bird. So bird doesn't have to go on the mizbeach, just sprinkled on the mizbeach. And that'll be the way Rav Chista will learn the Braisa. So far we're good. So we got the chatat, we got the asham. But then the Gemara says, Vayika Ola. But there's another korban also that has to be brought, which is the korban ola. There are three korban that have to be brought. So the korban ola, with Rav Papa, we'll leave it on top of the mizbeach as well, and then we go on our roll. We'll leave everything on top of the mizbeach. But what is Rav Chista going to do? So maybe you'll say, Rav Chista will say that the ola was brought. The guns are going to prove that can't be the case. Va'ika ola, l'chitei ma'ola lo ma'ak. But maybe you say the ola is not ma'akev. The ola is like nishkeferlach. That doesn't hold back your atonement. He says, v'hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rochem Brocha Omer, and that's who we're discussing, right? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rochem Brocha, the same Tana. He says, shem shechatzo v'ashmo ma'akvin oto, just like the chatat and the asham are ma'akev is kapara, and ma'akev him from eating kachim, kachulato ma'akev to. So to the ola is also ma'akev him. So that's a dead letter. The ola, I have to address the ola. B'chitema b'shikar b'olato. So why don't we say the same answer we said before, according to Rav Chista? Rav Chista said that the asham was brought already. So I'll say the ola was brought already, and the stachatat is the only thing left to bring. He says, "Umi kreva olato kor makatato." Is the ola ever brought before the chatat? And the Gemara is going to prove not. He says, "Umi karvak olato kor makatato rishon." Is the ola ever brought first before the chatat? Vahatani, we learn in the brisa, "Vikrivat asher lachatat rishona." Who bring the chatat rishona? Matam lomar. So now these psukim are talking about a different aveira, korban ola v'yored, which remember in the Vayikram, Vayikra Parakei, there are different aveirot, like shvut bitui is one, like you have different aveirot that you get a korban ola v'yored. So it says concerning that korban or korbanot, it is you bring the chatat first, then you bring the ola. So it says v'kriv asher l'chatat rishona. So what is saying? L'meish tekdem l'ola harei kvar nemar v'neshini yasa ola k'mishpat. So the Torah already taught me that the chatat is before the ola. So what do I need the second pasuk to teach me the chatat is before the ola? El zebana'av l'chol chataot shukobron l'chol ola rabori mahen. So that's the second one is to say like it's a model that whenever you have a chatat and ola, the chatat should always be brought before the ola. So he says, "V'kaimelan the filu chatara of kudem on laolat behema," and even if it's chatara of, like doesn't seem so significant, that comes before the behema, which is an ola. So now we're in trouble with Rav Chista again. Rav Chista says that you're not going to leave the pieces on top of the mizbeach. He doesn't go for that. He says the chatat you're just going to sprinkle, and then it's a chatara of, so it does, nothing goes on the mizbeach. I'm good with it. And as far as the asham, that was brought already. So what's with the ola? So maybe the ola was brought already. So Gemara says the ola can't be brought already because the chatat you have to bring first. So if that's the case, so what's this case with the Mechusar Kippurim where you're going to bring the korbanot? And again, we're talking about during the year. Then there's not Erev Pesach, just Stam, a person during the year. He's Mechusar Kippurim, according to Rosh Hashanah, Benochem Broka. He can bring his korban out, but we have an essay that this has to, the korban tami has to be the last one. So we said, but there's another essay that you have to eat the meat of the kachim that you bring. So why does one overcome the other one? So the Gemara was saying one doesn't overcome the other one. You're going to get out of it. So according to a papa, I'm just going to just leave it on top. So I'm not going to violate the Mrs. essay that it's the last korban. It will be the last korban of the day. These are the korban I'll offer them the next morning. But according to Rav Chista, it won't violate it because I'm not offering it. I'm just going to, the katat of doesn't violate it. And the asham I brought already. So what am I going to say with the ola? But the ola has to be last. So the Gemara says, so the bottom line on Nun Ted Amad Aleph, Amarava, Shani Olat Metzora. So Rava says that the ola of Metzora is different. In other words, the Metzora is one of the Mechusrei Kapara. This is Shani Olat Metzora, the Rahman Amar, turn page on Nun Ted Beis, the Rahman Amar, the Hela Kohenet HaOla. There's like an override. That the Elah HaKohen and HaOla, that the Kohen will bring up the Ola offering, but he says, Shehe Elah Kavar. By using the term Behe Elah, he says, it should say Bed HaOla Ya'aleh. That's what Rashi says. The Torah should normally say Bed HaOla Ya'aleh. He'll offer up the Ola. It says, Behe Elah HaKohen, that he'll bring it up, but it could be understood like we could darshan it out. He says, that for this korban, it was a question of how widespread it is machloket among the mafarshim, but b'di'eved the ola could be brought first. So that being the case, that's the way Rav Chista will learn it. Let's just summarize in a minute, and we'll take some questions. Okay, so we're getting into the issue of Mechusar Kippurim. So we hooked into Mechusar Kippurim. We said it was one of those four people. Who, you know, the Zava, the Yoledet, and the Mitzora that have to bring Korbano, that have to bring their Korbano to get atonement before they can eat Kachim. So we said, we said that on when it's Erev Pesach, so they could bring the Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, because this Korban, if they don't participate in the Korban Pesach, it'll be it's a mitzvah she has karet that'll outweigh the other mitzvah, which is just an essay. But then we had Rosh Hashanah Rogan Broka says that it's true even during the year, meaning that if one of the Mechusri Kapara brought a Korban, let's say Korban Shlamim during the day, but then they forgot to bring their Kapara, so they can bring their Kapara even after the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. So he said, why can they do that? Here's an essay. Why does one essay outweigh the other essay? So the Gemara, the short answer is the Gemara says they're not going to violate the second essay. So the easier hesber is Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, like the korbanot, they'll just take the korbanot, leave it on top of the mizbeach, and burn it after the tamid shel shachar. And so the yotzei, but their blood will be sprinkled, and their yotzei in terms of their kapara, and they'll be good. That's Rav Papa's answer. But Rav Chista says no. We're not going to leave the carcass or the pieces of the animal on top of the mizbeach. When it says that you'll offer, it means it'll be chatara of. The chatara of never goes on mizbeach anyway, so you'll be fine with that. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there are other korban that have to be brought, like the asham and the olas. So the asham, Rav Chista will learn, the asham was brought already, fine. What about the ola? The ola has to be after the chatat. So what is he going to do with the ola? So the Gemara says that b'diavad, the ola could be brought first, and that's the way Rav Chista will explain the brisa. Okay, who said questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, let's take a look. So now we're on Nun Tenamud Beis, on the top line. Okay, last word on the top line. Okay, so Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rav Papa. Now, if you remember, Rav Papa is the one who says, I'm going to leave like the parts of the animal, or in the case of the Ola, would be the whole carcass on top of the Mizbeach, and then the animal will go on the fire after the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the way it's supposed to work. So, and that's to avoid violating the din of Alei Hashlem Kol Korbanot Kulam, that the Korban Tamid is the last Tamid at the Korban of the day. So, Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rav Papa, L'dilach Amrit Ma'ala Ma'alina Brosho Shel Mizbeach, so he says, according to your hesber, the brisa, isn't that going to really lead to lots of problems? In other words, I have all these korbanot on top of the mizbeach that weren't burned during the day, and they're waiting to be burned. So now it's the end of the day. We have 100 korbanot on top of the mizbeach. The kohenim are busy throwing animals on the fire or pieces of animals on the fire. And then you have this one that's there, but should not be thrown on the fire. So aren't you setting up the Kohanim for a problem? Isn't that going to, like, and if they throw it on the fire, they're going to violate the essay. So isn't that setting it up for a prop, for an Aveira? So Amarli Rav Shem Bar Abba Rav Papa, Lidav to Amrart, Mala Malina Brosho Shem Zbeah, Kaimin Va'avdin Miltel Kohanim, Da'atu Bali De Takala, Savri, Diyomahu, they'll think that this is a korban that was brought earlier today. In other words, before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Vatulak Ture, and they're going to come to offer them on the fire. So Amar Lei, so Rav Papa said, Kohanim is reason hein. The Kohanim are very punctilious in their observance of mitzvot. And so the Kohen who took care of that will say, Chevra, Mishmar, who's here, this animal or these parts don't touch. This has to wait till morning. And the Kohanim or Zrizim, and they'll be on the ball with that. Okay, so Amrili Ravashi the Rav Kahana. So Ravashi said to Rav Kahana, Amrila Rav Huna Braid the Rav Natan Rav Papa. Others say Rav Huna Braid Rav Natan said to Rav Papa. So again, we're going within Rav Papa's pshat, that we're leaving the parts of the animal, or in the case of the whole animal, on top of the Mizbeach. So until the emurim are those parts that are supposed to be burnt on the Zbeach. So until the emurim are burnt, the konim are not allowed to eat their portions of the korban. Let's say a person has a korban shlamim, which is what we're talking about. Let's say the mechusar kippurim during the year, he brought a korban shlamim during the day. And now he said, oh my God, I forgot to bring my other korban, the Chusa Kippurim. So he said, we'll let you bring it after the korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and then the Kohanim will leave the parts on top of the Mizbeach. But if the parts left on top of the Mizbeach, that means the Kohanim also cannot eat the korban Shlamim yet. He says, the Chazei B'Shok, the Tanya, Yechol Yud Kohanim Roshim B'Chazei B'Shok Kodam Haktar Emurim. I might have thought that the Kohanim could eat the Chazei B'Shok. Chazei is the breast of the animal, the Shok is the right rear leg. He says, Tamad Lomar, V'Hiktira Kohen Rachelav HaMizbecha. He says, the Kohen will burn the chel of the fats on the Mizbeach. He says, Vahadar vayah chazel li'aron levanav. So then the chazel, the chest will be for Aaron and his offspring. That, so they're not eating it. Bekamah the Kohen lo achli basar balim lo metkapri. So as long as the Kohen don't eat the basar, the Kohen, the owner of the korban doesn't receive kapara with it. So if that's the case, so again, we have a Mechusar Kippurim, right? Mechusar Kippurim, he's bringing, according to our Papa, a Chatat, an Asham, and an Ola. The Ola is all burnt up. But the Chatat and the Asham, there are parts, so nothing is being burnt on the Mizbeach that evening. So the Kohanim aren't eating any part of the Chatat and the Asham. But if the Kohanim aren't eating any part of the Chatat and the Asham, then the person doesn't get Kapara. It's like, you know, like a catch 22. In other words, yeah, you got it. You left it on top of the Mizbeach and it's not being burnt. But then the Kohanim aren't going to eat the parts that they normally would eat. And then the Balaam don't get Kapara. So then he's back to square one. So he says, the Tanya, we learn in the Brice about Chlu Otam Asher Kupar Bahem. This pasuk is talking about the Miluim, but it applies generally to all Korbano. That the, he says, Melamesha Kohanim Ochlim Ubalim Mit Kaprim. They'll eat those who gain atonement. In other words, they'll eat them. In other words, the Kohanim will eat it, and Asher Kupar Bahem, and the people will gain atonement. That's what it means. So the Kohanim eat the Korban, and then the people get atonement from it. So the Balaam get atonement. So that's what the Brisa says. So now we got a Kasha. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so whether it was Rav Kahana or a Papa said to the questioner, came into Efshar, Asum Kamishinit Muosha Abdu. In this case, there's no other choice. In other words, you have the whole situation. He brought the korban, this, that, the other. So in this circumstance, we're going to treat the parts of the korban that are on top of the mizbeach that will not be brought to the next morning, similar to the situation as if the parts became tame or were lost. So he says, the Tani, we learned the Braisa, Yechol Nitmu Emurim Osha Avdu. I might have thought of the Emurim are those, Emurim comes from Amar, like the designated parts of the Korban, that if they became Tame or they were lost, you Konim Zakain Bechazei V'Shok. I might have thought that the Konim not Zokim Bechazei V'Shok, because they're lost, they're out of commission. Tamalomar, Vayachazel Liaron Vanav, Mikol Makom. It was Vayachazel Liaron Vanav. Absolutely, the Chazeh is for Aaron and his sons under all circumstances. So in this circumstance, we're going to let the Kohanim eat the Chazeh B'Shok, even though the parts have not yet been burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay? All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Well, they're not missing. They're not Tameh. They're right there.
Right there. But under this circumstance, we're going to tell the Kohanim to go ahead and eat it, because that's the only way this guy can get out of the pickle. All right? All right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mute. Okay. I'm going to move on. All right. Now, all right. Rav Kahana Rami. So Rav Kahana poses a difficulty in the Psukim. Rav Kahana Rami, Ktiv lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker, that the fat of chagi, which we interpret as the korban chagiga, there's a korban chagiga, which is offered together with the korban Pesach. In other words, on the 14th of Nisan, when you bring the korban Pesach, you also bring the korban chagiga, right? And that's why at the Seder we have the egg, right? The egg is representing two cooked items. We have the zroa, like the shank bone is what they say. You know, it represents the korban Pesach or reminds us of the korban Pesach, and the egg reminds us of the korban chagiga, and that's what we say in the bracha of an ochel sham min hazvachim or min apsachim. We'll eat from the zvachim, from the Chagiga, and from the Pesachim. And remember, the Korban Pesach is Ne'achal Olasova. In other words, eat the Korban Pesach after you're already filled up with Korban Chagiga. So he says, so the Pasuk says, Lo Yalin Chilav Chagiga Ad Boker, that the fat of my Chagiga, of the Korban Chagiga, some want to say it's talking about the Chagiga that's offered on the 15th of Nisan. But either way, the fat of the Chagiga shouldn't wait till morning. Ad Boker Hud Lo Yalin HaKol Lai Lakula Yalin. So we think that the Korban Chagiga could be off the Mizbeach the whole night, and then just towards morning, placed on the Mizbeach. That's what we think. In other words, the Torah says, Lo yalin chilav chagiga boker, the fat of my Chagiga shouldn't stay overnight till morning. But up until morning, it could stay off. And then right before, I'll throw it on the Mizbeach. Uchtiv v'ktir lechovei hashlamim. And this is the pasuk we've had before, that it's talking about like the Korban Tamid in the morning, the Tirla Chavei Hashlamim, Alea Hashlem, Kor Korbanot Kulam, that all the Korbanot have to fit in between the two Korbanot Tamid. So the question is like this. We think that if I already offered the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, how can I now place the chaylev of the chagiga on the mizbeach, right? In other words, if the korban tamid shalbein arbayim has already been offered, so what happened? How am I offering the chagiga afterwards? So hu motiv la hu mefarik la. So he asked the question. Rav Kahana did, and Rav Kahana answered the question. Sheni totru. In other words, it means that in Akinami you're going to put it on the mizbeach, but the Zrika's Dam, all the Avodos were done with it already. So it's considered as if it was brought before, not it was, but it was brought before the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. I did the Zrika's Adam, I did the all Avodos with the Dam, and then in Akinami, the pieces would go on the Mizbeach later, but you got it under the wire with that. All right. Rami Le Rav Safra.
But the Korban Pesach is also brought after this Korban Tamid.
Yeah, remember that there we had the Limud, right? The Gemara taught us that it says by the Korban Pesach, it says by Erev and Bein Arbayim. That's what we learned at the beginning of today's Daf.
I understand. So why can't you say the same thing here? The Korban Pesach goes together with the Chagiga.
Well, they are both brought on the 14th, but by the Korban Chagiga, it doesn't say
the possible.
By Erev and Bein Arbayim. It doesn't say that. All right. Now, in Achinami, the Chagiga will be the Avodah for the Chagiga will be done before the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim.
Right, done before.
Okay. So back, please mute yourself and I'll go back. Okay, now Rami Le Rav Safra the Rav. Rav Safra poses a question to Rav, and Rami Le is like usually a contradiction between Pesukim. He says, "K'tiv lo yalin laboker zevachak haPasach," that you shouldn't leave till morning the offering of the Korban Pesach. Laboker hu lo yalin hakol alayla yalin. So it sounds like I could leave it. We think there are portions of the Korban Pesach that go on the Mizbeach as well. You don't take the whole animal with you. There are portions that the Chelev and the Klayot, they go on the Mizbeach. So I think that those portions could stay out the whole night until morning, and then I put it on. B'haktiv, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. The Pasuk says, the Olav Shabbos on its Shabbos. It means he says, Velo Olat Chol B'Shabbat. Whereas the korban, the weekday korban, I can't offer on the mizbeach on Shabbat. He says, "V'lo alchol b'yom tov," and the weekday korban I can't offer up on Yantiv. He says, so the question is that in other words, the korban Pesach is erev Yantiv, and there was the avodah of the korban Pesach is an erev Yantiv, but now this evening it's Yantiv. So it sounds like from the pasuk that on Yantiv I'm going to take pieces of the korban that were offered up on a weekday and offered up on the Mizbeach on Yantiv. And that runs afoul of the rule that on Shabbos and on Yantiv, we do the Shabbos and Yantiv Korban. We don't do the weekday Korban. That's the question. So he says, V'lo Olat Chol B'Yom Tov. So Amar Lei, Kvar Rami Nehele Rabbi Abba Barachil Rabbi Abahu. He says, that question was already asked by Rabbi Abba Barachil to Rabbi Abahu. He says, "Bishani lay," and Rabbi Bahu taught him, "Hachab yarbasar shechal yot b'shabbat askinan," that the pasuk that says you can leave those parts off the mizbeach till later that evening, that's talking about a limited case when erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbat, when erev Pesach was on a Shabbat. So he says, "Dechel b'shabbat kraven b'yom tov." So the korbanot of Shabbos, under those circumstances, could be offered. So in other words, that day was Shabbos. So the fats of the korbanot during the day from Shabbos could be offered now on Yantiv. Yantiv is Saturday night and Sunday. So the fats of those korbanot could be offered on Yantiv, and so too the korban Pesach could be offered that evening. So in other words, in Akinami, the Gemara is saying that normally the parts of the korban Pesach have to be placed on the Mizbeach before Yantiv, because it's a weekday Korban. It's not a Yantiv Korban. But when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbat, then the Chalavim of the Korban on Shabbos can be offered after Shabbos. So too, the parts of the Korban Pesach can be placed on the Mizbeach after Shabbos. So he says here, Amar Le, Mishum Dechel B'Shabbat Kreven B'Yom Tov, because the Korban of Shabbos are offered on Yom Tov, Anu Neiku V'Neimu Le D'Haikra B'Yarba Sashiko B'Shabbat Hu Dechtiv. So because of that, we're going to squeeze out the Pshat and the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yolin L'Boker Zebach Chag HaPasach, that's talking about just when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos. He says, Amar Le Shavka L'Kra D'Hudachi K'muki Menafshei. He says, that's the only way we can explain the Pasuk, and that's the way we're going to have to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about that limited case. All right. Who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we said so far?
I don't understand why this problem does not apply on a regular weekday, when Pesach falls on a regular weekday.
So, again, so we have a klal that on a weekday korban is not allowed to be offered on Mizbeach on Shabbos and on Yontif. So if I wrote the korban on during the weekday, I can't offer it up on the Mizbeach that evening, right? Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato.
Shabbato. Okay.
Only that. So if that's the case, so the Gemara
only
says,
applies for that.
So what's happening with these korban? The pasuk is saying that I have pieces of korban Pesach being offered up on Yontif. So the Gemara says that's talking about an unusual case when Erev Pesach was on a Shabbat, when Erev Pesach was on a Shabbos. So we have a halacha that the korbanot that are offered on Shabbos could be offered up on Yontif that evening, and the korban Pesach as well.
But a weekday can be offered on Yom Tov? If Pesach falls on Monday night, then you bring it.
No. So it means that normally it cannot be offered on the Mizbeach. In other words, normally it cannot be offered on the Mizbeach. So let's say the first day Yontif is Thursday. Wednesday night is Yontif. So Wednesday afternoon, everybody's bringing the Korban Pesach. I can't put the parts of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach after nightfall, because that's the
so everything is done before nightfall.
Right, but the only exception is
on Shabbat, when it falls on a Shabbat, right. Saturday night.
That's it. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Let's go in for the kill, and this will be it. Okay. Let's take a look. So we're at the last Mishnah on Nun Ten Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. So Manitin, HaPesach Shchato Shlo L'Shmo. Now, if you remember, the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim says that any korban that was offered Shlo L'Shmo, Shlo L'Shmo means I intended it for a different korban. You know, I have korban A, I intended korban B. You know, like I don't know, I have an asham or I thought it was a shlamim. That's Shlo L'Shmo. So any korban that I intend Shlo L'Shmo is a kosher korban, but they're not olah l'balim shem chova. It just doesn't fulfill the obligation of the owners, except the korban chatat during the whole year and korban pesach on the erev pesach. There, if I think shlo l'shma, it's pasul. I'm dead in the water. So the Mishnah says ha-pesach shchato shlo l'shma. And again, there are four avodot, if you remember. This is review. Shchita, kabbalas adam, like receiving the dam in a keli, holacha adam, walking the dam over to the mizbeach, and zrika adam. Those are the four avodot, right? So the Mishnah says ha-pesach shchato shlo l'shma. If I did shchita shlo l'shma, the kibel balach v'zarak shlo l'shma, or I did kabbalah l'shma, or holacha shlo l'shma, or zrika shlo l'shma, o l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, or, and this we'll have to tease out, I did a little bit l'shmo and some not l'shmo. O shlo l'shmo v'l'shmo. Now we don't know if it means within one avoda or for over two avoda. We'll have to clarify in the Gemara. Pasul. Ketzal l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo. What does it mean l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo? L'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim. First I had in mind l'shem Pesach, then I'm to l'shem Shlamim. Now here, according to Rashi in the Bali Tosfot, the article pointed out, and we had this already, they hold that when the Torah talks about, when the Gemara talks about Machshava by Korbanot, it means Dibur. So according to Rashi in the Bali Tosfot, it means the person says, I intend this to be a Korban Shlamim. And then, at a later point in time, he says, Kesel l'shmo l'shmo, l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim. So first he says l'shem Pesach, then he says l'shem Shlamim. Shlo l'shmo l'shmo, l'shem Shlamim, l'shem Pesach. All right. So we're going to clarify, when I have these two thoughts or statements, does it mean within one avoda, like I'm doing Shchita, and I say, this is l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim? Or does it mean one avoda, like I do the Shchita l'shem Pesach, and I do the Kabbalas Adam l'shem Shlamim? So four lines to the bottom. We'll get a little bit into the Gemara, and then we'll continue on Bli Neder tomorrow. So the Gemara says, "By Rab Papa, ba'avodah achat tanan, o b'shtei avodot tanan. is the Mishnah talking about doing it within one avoda or two avodot? So he says, b'avoda chatanan, is it on the one side? Maybe it's within one avoda. So maybe the Mishnah is teaching me if with one avoda I did lishma shlo lishma, so so then I'm dead in the water. So he says, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, in which case, I'm sorry, he says, by Rabbi Chatanan, which day avoda tanan, Rabbi Chatanan, Rabbi Yossi, in which case our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yossi, Da'amar, Afimor, Varav, Adam Nitpas. Rabbi Yossi holds that, again, this is the sugya in Sechet Temura, if a person says, he has this animal, he says, this animal, Temura means, I want animal A has Kedusha, I want B to be instead of animal A. So you're not supposed to do Temura, but if you do, they both have Kedusha. So let's say the person, he's got one animal, which is an Ola, and one animal, which is a Shlamim. And then he takes a third animal, and he says, Harezu Temura Ola, Temura Shlamim. This animal is a Temura for an Ola, a Temura of Shlamim. So what's the halacha? So Rameir says, it's Temura's Ola. In other words, it's going after Tfos Lashon Rishon. In other words, you made the two Lashonos. We figure you changed your mind in the middle. So you said, Tumuras Ola, Tumur Shlamin. There's no changing your mind. Tumuras Ola, that's it. That's where we're going with it. And then Rabbi Yossi says, no. We're going to say, the Gemara Dvar of Adam Nitpas, that we're going to look at the whole statement, and we're going to assume that there's no way if you make both statements simultaneously, so you intended to do a Temura over the Temura Shlamim. We're going to give full force and effect to both of your statements, and we'll wait till the animal gets a mum, we'll sell the animal, and we'll split the money between an Ola and a Shlamim. All right? That's the Gemara Masechet Temura. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so three lines to the bottom. Avoda chatanan v'Rabbi Yosihi. So if it's talking about one avoda, then our Mishnah would be going within the Shita Tana Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Apimor Dvarav Adam Nitpas. In other words, we had in the Mishnah that even if you did l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim, so the person says, "I'm doing Shchita. This Shchita is l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim." So according to Reb Meir, so you said l'shem Pesach, that's fine. The second one we're going to ignore. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Afbig Mar Dvarav Dam Nitpas, the person is held for the whole statement. So then, since our Mishnah is saying in that case you're going downhill, our Mishnah would be that would go like Rabbi Yossi. He says, "Di Rabbi Meir Ha'amar Tzvos L'Shom Rishon." Rabbi Meir says we're going to look at the first statement. That would be one way to do it. He says on the top line on Samach Amud Aleph, Odilma B'Shtei Avodot Tanan, or maybe the Mishnah, or maybe Rav Papa is the one who said it. So Rav Papa had the question. Rav Papa said, is our Mishnah talking about one avodah or two avodot? Odilma b'shtei avodot tanan. Or maybe Rav Papa was Supak. Maybe the Mishnah means if you did it in two avodot. So in one avodah, during Shechita, he said l'shem Pesach. During Kabbal Sadam, he said l'shem Shlamim. And then he says, v'afilu Rameir, da'amar tfos l'shom rishon. And even according to Rameir, who says we're going to follow the first statement, he says, hani mili b'avoda achad. That's within one avoda. I have two statements or two thoughts, or according to Rashi and the Bali Tosfot, it means two statements. So I'm going to go to follow the first statement. Avoshtei avodot moda d'mifsal. But with two avodot, then Rameir will agree it's pasul. And it was if Shechita, I thought l'shem Pesach, and then when I thought l'shem Shlamim, so Rameir will say, yeah, it is pasul. So that's the question. So is our Mishnah talking about two avodot, in which case it could be either Rameir or Rabbi Yossi, or according to both, I should say, or is it talking about one avodot, in which case our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yossi? So we'll do a few more lines. So Amri, hey. So he said, on which line in the Mishnah did Rav Papa have his question? It was Rav Papa was with Supak. Which line? Again, we have, if you look at the last two lines of the Mishnah, we had, the first we had was, we said, or line three in the Mishnah, Shlo Lishmo with the Shmo Pas, I'm sorry, I didn't say right. Yeah. So the first we had Lishmo, Shlo Lishmo, first Lishmo and then Shlo Lishmo, or Shlo Lishmo with the Shmo. Both psulim. So where he has, is it the line where, which one was the cause against the safek, where he has the right intent first or the wrong intent first? So let's see back in the Gemara. So Amri Ahei, line four. Inema shlo l'shmo v'lishmo. He says, if we'll assume it's shlo l'shmo v'lishmo, so bein b'avodachat bein m'shtei avodot, Bain the Rebbe Meir, Bain the Rebbe Yossi, Ifsele Mikamaita. So if you had the wrong intent first or the wrong statement first, so then it doesn't make a difference whether you say Rebbe Yossi or Meir. It was one avoda, two avoda. Everybody will agree it's Pasol. He says, the Rebbe Yossi, Nami, Apig Mord Varav, Adam Nitpas, Itle. Rebbe Yossi says, even with the last statement, certainly the first statement, Ella al Shmo, Shlo Shmo. So rather, Rav Papa was focusing on the line Lishmo v'shlo Lishmo. So again, so Rav Papa's question is, when if you had both Kavana, you had Kavana Lishma, Lishem Pesach, and Kavana Shlo Lishmo, let's say the same Shlamim, so is the Mishnah speaking about one Avoda or two Avodot? And that's it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight? All right.
So we didn't resolve it yet.
No, you have to come back to tomorrow for the thing. All right.
Coming attraction.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let me end the recording. One second. All right.